Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James Day, behind the mic. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we are joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Oh, it's been quite the busy week here.
I can't imagine, Paul.
Quite the mammoth low that's building across the nation's midsection. Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly it's going to affect over there a little bit differently than it will here. But just looking at what we've got coming up in the next 24, 48 hours here, we're certainly going to get some stuff. And then, you know, kind of clings on throughout the week here, it looks like, from what I was seeing.
Yeah, it is going to be a kind of a long-lived event here for us. And, yeah, the first wave of this system is going to start to build into our area as we get our way to the evening hours tonight more so. So 6, 7 o'clock tonight, then beyond that. First, winter weather advisory in effect here for us from tonight out through Wednesday morning, as we're going to see just a whole bag of mixed precipitation, wet snow, freezing rain, sleet, kind of on and off between those precip modes tonight. So more concerned about some ice accumulation tonight than any snow accumulation for us with the first wave of the system. Otherwise, quiet day today here throughout with cloudy skies, mid-30s. Tonight, there is a mixed precip move-in, maybe some ice and some light snow accumulation, 31. And then for Wednesday, looking at areas of mixed precipitation, may trend to some rain showers at times through the day, upper 30s. Wednesday night, kind of the second wave of the system, which could turn to mixed precip to snow later Wednesday night and Thursday, and that's when we could see some snow accumulations as we get into that time frame. Winter storm watch in effect here that goes through Thursday morning, so some indications right now putting potential for several inches of snow falling from late Wednesday night into Thursday, so keeping an eye on that second wave of precip here in the Thursday, mid-30s, 25, light snow Thursday night. Snow showers Friday and Saturday, low 30s Friday, and then about mid-20s Saturday with some lingering clouds and some flurry chances at that point. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Finally speaking my language.
Made my co-host very happy, Paul.
I can pass on the freezing rain, but snow, yeah, it can just start coming. Be nice. You think we'll hang on to it till Christmas?
Mm. I think so. I think whatever we get, looks like most of it would fall like Wednesday night into Thursday. And yeah, I think it'll be cold enough certainly throughout the holiday week and the next week.
Awesome.
What we get around. Yeah.
Know how busy you guys are going to be today in the next couple of days. And hopefully it goes well, smoothly, and enjoy yourselves. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks a lot for the update, Paul.
Hey, you bet. And you guys hang in there tonight with this first wave coming in.
Yep. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Love catching up with Paul and that. And yeah, he's hitting on points there that are important to keep in mind, everybody. This giant winter storm is bringing severe weather Tuesday to the central U.S. and dangerous blizzard conditions in central and northern plains, icy weather in the upper Midwest, and severe storms with tornado risk expected along the Gulf Coast. So along with all this, and we're going to throw tornadoes in there around the Gulf Coast.
Like, so, you know, be safe, everyone. Be smart, right? Tonight, once that freezing rain starts, if you don't have to travel, don't.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, just stay put.
Especially, I mean, I don't know if it's cancel school type of weather or not or anything, but at this point where we've got like Christmas right around the corner and everything.
You know, I just don't have that power.
No, we don't.
It's kind of sad.
It is. You would think a radio DJ would have that kind of. I do know. We had a bit that we were joking about. We never went through with, though. But when I was working in Santa Barbara at the radio station over there, obviously they don't have any snow days in California. So the idea of a snow day to them was just awesome. Like, they loved this concept. But to them, they just thought, a couple of flakes fall, and, we're going to call off day. I'm like, you don't understand how Midwest people are. Like, we're going to put our kids, like, we're going to get you to school. We're going to figure it out because the old adage of, I used to trek to school in 15-foot snow, you know,
uphill both and, ways, you know, on the way home, too.
With bread bags on my shoes and stuff for shoes and all this.
Okay, so here's a funny snow story. One winter, we had this huge dumping of snow, and it was December 22nd. Well, it snowed Friday night. So this is Saturday, December 22nd. So this is the last Saturday before Christmas. And I work retail, right? Yeah. And I know that no matter what, I think we got like 22 inches. No matter what, people are going to come shop. Oh, there's wow. some crazy that's going to be at the, you know what I mean? Like, and, yeah. and we don't get snow days in retail.
No.
But so I got up and I told Randy, you know, I'm going to need your pickup truck. I'm going to need the truck today, whatever. So I come to town and I get to the store and immediately the phone's ringing because it's employees that can't get out of their driveways. They can't, you know what I mean? Like they're like, so I said, okay, I'll pick you up. So I did like this phone treat and I actually went and started picking up our staff, our employees. And so I picked up, you know, I filled the truck, right? So I pick up four and I drop them off. I'm like, okay, you guys go get the registers open. But then I went and picked up four more. So yeah, so I just did this little, you know, this whole we'll get there no matter what.
Nice.
And seriously, we were so busy. But just because those folks who worked for us didn't have four-wheel drive and didn't have, you know what I mean, the ability to get the snow clear in time,
yeah.
other people did. And and it was the last Saturday before Christmas. Like, we had to be 100%. Yeah. So that it was kind hilarious. Of funny. But they're like, that's a little intense. And I'm like, hey, got to make it happen. Whatever it takes.
Love that determination. You were you had CEO tendencies before you even got into that
whatever
role.
Like, it
that's
takes.
That's awesome. I actually think the worst snowstorm, because I used to go from we lived near Robinson Park and I'd walk to Lincoln like all the time.
Okay.
And some of those snow days were pretty tough. I've talked before on the air before about I think I was a sophomore. I walked to school and it was just horrible weather. And it seemed weird because I got to school even faster, even though it was so snowy out. But there was no cars. There wasn't anybody out. And I get to school and you know how it is. You walk into a building after that, and all you're thinking about is getting this stuff off.
You're numb and you're like frozen because of everything that's blown on you. And
so I'm not really looking around and noticing that. The hallways are empty. There's nobody here.
You're lucky you actually were able to get in.
Yeah. I don't know why I was able to get in. I don't know what was...
So there were probably custodians there.
Yeah, there was. That's who told me that, what are you doing here? The janitor, the very famous janitor from Lincoln. That
Frank?
Many people, yeah, Frank, that many of you guys will remember. Frank and I had a good laugh at that. Frank had a great laugh at that. And I should mention, Frank offered to give me a ride home.
I was just going to ask you. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I hope someone gave you a ride.
And then I'm calling my dad. Yeah. Or something like that, and he came and picked me up. But yeah, Frank actually offered to give me a ride home, and I thought that was really cool.
I wonder if he had his Corvette there that day.
Oh, I should have taken the ride.
I'm guessing he didn't.
Oh, that'd be great. Driving in that snow with Frank, and then.
But you know, I do have to.
It didn't matter. I'm sorry. It didn't matter how cold it got out. Frank always had the shirt open. It didn't matter if it was 20 below. Shirts open.
Yeah, and cowboy boots on.
Yeah. It's a good guy.
So I do have to shout out though to Craig Bourne from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, because I remember when they went virtual because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then they did that cohort thing where kids were half the kids were back a couple days and half were kids, you know, for that next school year.
Yeah.
And so but one of the things that came up was snow days. And I love this. And he said, "No, if the weather warrants it, we will still have snow days." Mm-hmm. He's like, everyone needs to think back to when they were a kid and the magic of a snow day.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I love that.
Yes.
Because sometimes people in those roles just forget that stuff.
No.
And I just think that that's really cool because it is important. And kids just, it is magic.
Craig's a pro, you know, from the way that man dresses, which is always at 10s, always at 9, you know, always dressed at the 9s, always looks good. The way he carries himself, the way he speaks. You get talking to him a little bit, you see that spirit in him. You see that this isn't somebody who just works with kids. He gets kids. He gets younger kids. He gets the teenagers. He understands, like, and is able to go to that understanding that so many of us get farther and farther removed from, and I'm including myself in that. I'm learning more and more as I'm around my nephews and that, like, geez, I forgot what it is like to be around 3-4-year-olds and 6-year-olds and everything.
And kids are still kids. Yeah. No matter what we've put in front of them, no matter what kind of technology, whatever, kids are still kids. But I don't know. I just think it's really cool that it's like,
cool.
You know, snow days are magic. They're pretty cool. Now, we don't have the power to call one, so
don't get too
excited.
Yeah.
But we're just saying,
it is
if
cool.
you get that lucky...
Appreciate it too. So I wanted to touch on this one with you, Terry, and this is we were just kind of mentioning this a little bit before. A new poll asked people to think about their appliances and pick the one that confuse them, quote unquote, confuse them the most. And maybe it's one that has a bunch of buttons, lights, and, you know, modes, but you just stick with the one setting you know. that. Yeah. In the end, the washing machine got the most votes as the most confusing appliance. The microwave was second, followed by the dishwasher, oven, and freezer.
It is kind of strange. I mean, I get it's just one more thing that might catch, grab somebody. But so, for instance, my mom's stove just died. You know, her oven stove unit. Like, it's a one, you know, range, I guess they call those. Or they used to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so she needs to buy a new one. And you know, like, you're shopping around and looking, and it's like, oh, well, you can, excuse me, you can Bluetooth to this, right? So you can control it from your phone.
Yes, yeah.
I'm like, why would you need to control your stove from your phone or turn, you know, or your oven? The only thing I can think of is if you needed, if you were, whatever, short on time and you wanted to start it preheating. But, like, I'm not going to put food, I'm not going to leave food sit in my oven all day so I can turn it on remotely from somewhere else. Like, I it's just weird to me.
There was a time where we had to figure out, okay, how do we warm ourselves? Well, we take this animal and we take that fur, we put it on ourselves. Or, okay, well, how do we do this? And we learn the process. And, you know, hundreds of years later and stuff, we're trying to figure out, well, how do we keep our food cold? We use these big blocks of ice, and then we invent refrigeration and all this stuff. And we go so far, and it's so cool to see some of these great inventions and how far they took us. And we gotten to the point now where it's like, if there's one little inconvenience, like, God help us, we got to have an invention for it. The idea
so
that
weird.
It's so dark. Weird. And as much as cool as I think some things are with the Bluetooth and being able to connect this to Bluetooth or what have you, like, I don't need my coffee mug to be able to go Bluetooth. Like, I don't need that. Like, why does
what if
it
there
do,
was a speaker in it?
Like, yeah. Why? Why did you put a speaker in my coffee mug? I don't need that.
I know.
The idea that the Bluetooth refrigerator but then I can see what's in my refrigerator. Then I know what I'm missing. Like,
a list.
How long's it been since you've been in your refrigerator? Like, what are we talking about? It's been like, you're treating it like a long-lost relative. Like, boy, it's been forever since I saw milk. I wonder how milk is doing. I should check on that refrigerator. I should see what's going on
in
there.
It is so weird.
What do you need this for?
But wash machines are like that, too, now.
Yeah.
So I can see how that's the most confusing. And honestly, don't you? I mean, I don't know. On my wash machine, I think there's probably, like, I would guess, 50,
at least
100 different variations of things that you can do. And I have my go-to. I have how I wash my clothes, how I wash bedding, you know, rugs, like heavier duty things. I have how I might wash kids' clothes. Yeah, but it's just a handful of...
I love learning new things, and I consider myself a modernized person and everything. I've been doing laundry since I was about 12, 11 years old. I'm doing it the same way at 40-something. I'm not changed. I know two settings. I know the setting that is safe, that doesn't ruin any of my clothes, and I know the wrinkle setting or whatever.
Yeah,
like that,
so
that's it. There's like 90 other ones in between all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just focus on those two I know. My clothes, it's working for me.
The set I have, the washer and dryer set I have right now, is kind of obnoxious with all of the features, but here's why. One of them died. I think the wash machine died, so I needed, and I wanted to get a set, right? Instead of just replacing the washer.
Yes.
But so I'm shopping, and mine are in a, like, they're behind bifold doors. So you can only see the fronts of them.
Okay.
Well, so I was looking. Well, the place where I was shopping, the one had a huge scratch, like the dryer did on the inside. But you can't see that from mine. And so they had marked it down so far. Basically, I got the wash machine free.
Ooh.
This was at a sidewalk sale. Then you go inside, and the same ones are in there for double the cost. And I'm like, and they said, well, we thought we'd sell it better as a set than if we just had the dryer out here that had the big scratch down the side.
That's
smart. I'm like, yeah, I'll take those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't use half the features, but it was more the price. Ooh. And you can't even see the scratch because all you can see is the fronts. But I just was like, yeah, I don't need all this stuff on here. Like, I know I'm not using it.
No.
But
I don't even know what half. I wonder if half of those, they just count on that. Like, nobody's going to ever use
them. Like, they don't actually function?
Yeah, they don't even actually do anything. They don't do nothing. They're just there, just as a window shopping, or window design or whatever. That'd be hilarious. The dryer came in sixth, followed by the refrigerator and the coffee maker. I will say that a lot of these modern coffee makers with the Krug and the coffee thing.
Or where you have an espresso machine.
Yes.
Or whatever, yeah.
And you have to have one thing closed in order for the other thing to work or whatever. It is a little more. Just make my coffee. Like, yeah. What happened to just throw the water in and throw the grounds on?
I have no idea why I was thinking about this, but remember when everything had a digital clock on it?
Yes.
And you couldn't make it work without setting the clock?
No.
Now nothing has a clock on it.
Nothing has. And that's even just, I think that's actually
it's almost more irritating.
Yes, it is. Yes. I mean, as bad as those clocks used to be, because I don't think Einstein could have figured those things out, it is more frustrating not having the clock. I'd rather have the wrong time. Overall, 20% of people say that they don't have a clue what most of the settings do, so they just ignore them and use the one or two settings they know. So it ain't just us. It's not just these people. It's tons of people. I really wonder. Like, we got to check these settings out here. I wonder if they actually do anything. Nobody's using these settings.
So my dryer actually has, well, the washer does too. The washer actually has a sanitize feature.
Hmm.
I mean, so it gets that hot that it could sanitize your clothes?
What? And now, who needs this?
Now, maybe
you know what?
If you
really
work in a certain kind of setting.
Sure,
I mean, like maybe if I was like an exterminator or something, I might want to.
But again, this is where we've gone. We started out inventing like the wheel and all these things. And now we're at the point of like if you have one tiny little inconvenience that happens once a blue moon, we have to have a device that can fix it and it can connect to Bluetooth.
It is
for
really
no reason.
Crazy.
Yes,
and
it
then
really
you
is.
Need, you know, you don't have enough Wi-Fi at home to make it happen.
Right. Yes, that's true. Yeah. Well, broadband.
Let me disconnect the refrigerator while I hook up the wash machine.
I got to agree with this list, though. I think that's the most confusing.
I think they are.
We'll take a break right here. A little bit later, we'll go ahead and play some trivia. We're hamming it up around here with our friends from Quality Foods IGA. We're going to have a trivia question for you so you can qualify and possibly win that ham. Looking forward to doing that. Also, have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here at Mornings on WFHR.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth.
I actually did it because he kind of cuffed me on the back of the head the last time on his way out.
It's really nice of him to just show up and everything. I cannot imagine how much gas he's wasting, though.
It'd be nice if he'd stay longer.
I mean, it'd be nice to just hang out a little bit, you know? Come on, take some pictures with everybody. Pam would love that, but...
No photos.
It is time to dive into the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's right now. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Terry, I know I'm going to have to put you to work here. I hate doing it, but I need a 1 through 5.
Wow.
Nice.
4.
Gives us a 4, so let's go ahead and get right into the celebrating here. We can go ahead. First up, wish a very happy birthday to Dan Collins.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, an old high school classmate of mine, graduated the same year and everything. Good guy. Dan's
nice.
A good guy.
Happy birthday.
And wish you a good one, Dan. Also, very happy birthday to Pat Fletcher.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Enjoy your day, Pat. Hope it's a great one for you. Also, wishing a very happy birthday to Greg Hartges.
Yeah, happy birthday, Greg.
Greg, have a great one. We hope you enjoy your day. Also, want to send a very happy birthday to Kristen Ratke.
Happy birthday.
Kristen, enjoy your day. We hope you have a good one. And our qualifier today, Linda Bukos-Hammonds.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Linda's fantastic. We wish her a great birthday. Enjoy your day, Linda. Hope it's a good one. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Info, a great list today.
A really good list. Appreciate that. Info@WFHR.com or James@WFHR. Like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way as well. Morse code, smoke signals. If you want to shout at your radio, you can try that.
Send it through James's washing machine.
Yes, that's another good way. I'll probably, if you put it on a certain setting, I'll never find it.
Well,
though.
If they Bluetooth to your wash machine.
Oh, there you go.
It can just probably read on the little screen.
Be the weirdest. Whoa, what the? thank you. Whatever it takes, get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. And we actually have a decent list today, Terry. For those that don't know, Terry and I, whenever we get together, it seems like we never get a good list for her.
It's pretty slim usually.
Yeah. So this time, not bad. First up on the list, 33 years old, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
You are not alone. She is.
I wouldn't consider myself a Swiftie. Like, I'm not that But I do just, I like her.
Well, it's got to be, what, between her and Beyonce as far as, like, biggest name in the world? Like, musically?
I would guess.
I'm not a pop music guy by any means, but I mean, even like there's certain names, they're so big. I could maybe name you two, like, I've never heard them and I don't have any of her music. I'm just not a fan. But I even know like one or two of the names of her songs. Like, to me, that's such a sign of pop, you know, popularity, but like a different level of pop.
Sure.
There are big artists and then there are artists that like you don't even know much. I don't even know her voice that well, but I know who she is.
Yeah, I'm sure though that there's more songs than that you've heard.
Yes.
That are her. Yes. For sure.
Well, and I'll say this too. While I don't have a fan and I don't have any of her music in my playlist, I have respect for that young lady.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I like her.
Yes.
I mean, as much as I enjoy her music, I like how she has, you know, I think she's a pretty tried and true person. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she's not sucked into fame and notoriety, but I think that she just is a good person.
Take away the name and what you know about her. We got an artist. She starts out in country music. She earns respect in the country music game as a songwriter, as a singer. That's incredibly difficult to do. That alone, right there, is an accomplishment. Especially as a young artist who I believe is like 18, 19 or something like that when she's doing
these
things.
At the time, yeah.
Then she spins that into a pop career that is as big as, like I said, a Beyonce or somebody like that, which is saying something. Does all these things, countless hits and countless successful albums that you could easily, and we've seen plenty of pop stars sit back on this and just kind of get fat. Just kind of like, hey, I've done my career. I'll come out with an album every other year or whatever. Keep doing the same old
Christmas
thing.
Christmas album.
I'll be fine. My rest of my career is set in stone. I have nothing against that. But you look at a Christina Aguilera, a Britney Spears, some of these artists that have done similar things to that. And what does she do? She's like, well, wait a minute. I don't own my music. That's ridiculous. How does an artist not own their own music? Yeah. I created this. I did this. This should be mine. It's not fair that musicians don't own their own music. And I could go through a whole court battle, and I tried that, and that didn't work out that well, and they're still telling me no, so what do I do? I re-record my own stuff? I'm going to go back and arguably hurt my career because I'm not creating new content. I'm going back and rehashing stuff. I run the risk of losing fans, of losing a fan base and all this. Now, Taylor Swift fans are insane.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, yeah, they're...
But I don't, again, we're not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm just talking about an artist doing these things.
Yeah.
It would be, if it wasn't a woman, if it wasn't a young lady, if it wasn't a young, you know, I'm sorry, white girl doing these things, I think that if there's another tie to this, like she's this, or it's a him or something else, she may even be bigger and her accomplishments might actually be respected. I don't feel like people really do that. I feel like people, oh, it's Taylor Swift.
Outside of her fan base,
they don't
yeah.
give her the credit that she probably deserves. We saw this kind of like with Leonardo DiCaprio as an actor. It took him to get gray hair and a pudge to basically get respected finally. It was like, well, he's so handsome. He's teen beat, all this stuff. Yeah, and he's one of the best actors in the game. Again, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I can sit back, and if I strip away her name and all that, and I just look at the creative artist, dang!
Yeah, she's
remarkable.
That's
impressive. That's impressive to be doing what she's doing. That's really cool, and I hope she inspires other artists to do that, because artists, creative people, deserve to have control over their creation.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
And a happy 33rd birthday as well to Katherine Schwarzenegger. She is Chris Pratt's wife and, of course, Arnold's, I believe, daughter or cousin or nephew. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they're related. Amy Lee is 41. Evanescence, is that how they said it? You know, they were huge for a while there. Going Under, My Immortal, Bring Me to Life.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So a couple of lead singers there. And Tom DeLonge is 47, former Blink 182 guitarist and singer. A lot of musicians on this day. He left to make his own music and ponder the existence of UFOs and all that, but they got back together. I believe they're touring again. Or at least doing a couple shows.
So they didn't shift like to Bigfoot after UFOs
no,
or
apparently
anything?
Not, oh. No. Jamie Foxx is 55. Oh, great actor, singer, you
55.
Know, all around. Yeah, looks great too. He's good. He is talented. Johnny Whitaker is 63. Johnny on the original version of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. He was also on Family Affair. Oh, Morris Day is 65. Morris Day, one of the funkiest human beings that has ever walked the earth. With The Time, his band The Time, you might remember him and the band from Purple Rain.
Oh, okay.
And I believe he was in another movie with Prince as well. That was one of the guys that Prince discovered and really helped put on the map. Morris Day and The Time, some of the funkiest people of all time. And one of my favorite actors of all time, Steve Buscemi, is 65 today. The great Steve Buscemi, I should say. You can make the argument that he's the greatest character actor of all time. I genuinely think that. You want to talk comedy? You got the Adam Sandler movies he's been in. You want to talk drama? Boardwalk Empire, The Sopranos. He's played love interests before. I mean, Steve Buscemi has literally done it all and done it all at a 10. Just an incredible actor. And if I can say one of those guys I look up to, because I don't mean to be, I know this doesn't sound mean, but Steve Buscemi is not like typical Hollywood handsome. And the fact that he has the IMDb, the career that he has, as somebody who I kind of am not exactly Hollywood handsome, I've looked up to guys like him and that, oh, he can make it, he can do this. There is no excuse for me and the rest of us.
Sure.
Let's see here. Randy Owen is 73, lead singer from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the guys from mm-hmm. Alabama. Some of the best harmonies of all time, Alabama. Just really talented. Ted Nugent is 74 today. Wango Tango, Free For All, Stranglehold. Guitar solo in Stranglehold still holds up. Still really good.
For sure.
Really, really good. And one of the greater names in music history, Jeff Skunk Baxter, 74. Great name. Another guitarist. Another great guitarist.
Is that a great name?
Well, it's good if you're a guitar player with
notable,
Doobie.
Notable, right?
And you're in a band called the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's pretty good. Skunk is also one of the leading experts on military defense. He learned everything he knows about terrorism, military defense, and the in chemical and biological warfare from reading war history books and technical weapons and all this. But he's actually somebody that I've seen interviewed about that subject before.
Interesting.
And I'm so happy to say this. 97 years old, a very happy birthday to one of the most talented people we've ever seen, Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Happy birthday.
Ah. I literally learned to fall, learned to trip over things watching Dick Van Dyke. I would watch that stuff with my Nana and Papa, and I'd get in trouble with Nana. Jimmy, you're going to hurt yourself. Jimmy, you're going to hurt yourself, because I would watch him do these things, and he'd look so flawless. He'd be making eye contact, boom. He could do this. I know how silly it might sound to people out there, but it's actually very difficult to learn to do as an actor. Vaudevillian actors learn this right away. Us actors nowadays have to kind of go to take classes and stuff. Falling naturally is very hard to do. You instinctively want to brace yourself.
Oh, I'm sure.
You instinctively want to catch yourself and all that. You watch Dick Van Dyke. You go back and watch those old things and everything. Just fearless. Boom, just hitting the ground. Boom, just hitting things. It's one of many, many things that Dick Van Dyke was very good at. But just to pick one thing that nobody really gives him credit for. Chevy Chase would make this very popular on Saturday Night Live and everything eventually. But it's kind of a lost art. But you see it here and there sporadically with certain Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy is a great example of the Dick Van Dyke school of being able to fall and not hurt yourself, but make it look hilarious. Molly Shannon was another one that was able to do it. And it's something to be said for that. And just one of the, his comedic timing also just top notch. Dick Van Dyke, one of the greats. Let's see here. And Christopher Plummer, born on this day, fantastic actor. And that's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary, but we do want to say one more time a very happy birthday to Dan Collins, to Pat Fletcher, to Greg Hargis, to Kristen Ratke, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Linda Bukos-Hammonds.
Happy birthday, everyone. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy, and head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news, and we'll have some more fun right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. have Terry and James here with you at 8:41 on the clock, getting in that Christmas spirit and talking some Christmas stuff. And I want to talk about our good friends over at Quality Foods IGA right now.
Yeah, let's give away a ham.
Yeah, we're hamming it up around here. We're grabbing qualifiers every day, and we're doing this up until Friday, and then we'll be drawing a winner on next Monday on the 19th. Be listening for that. Before we talk about that, though, Terry, I did want to mention our friends over at Quality Foods have a number of different things going on, of course, to help you get into the holiday spirit, embrace the holiday spirit, have fun with the holidays. And man, they got this Christmas seafood sale going on from now until the 24th. Lobster tails, snow crab legs, cooked shrimp. I am getting very hungry
that
just talking
good,
about it.
It
all sounds really, really good. That is all on sale again through December 24th. Be sure to go there for all your seafood needs. And keep in mind, again, their Christmas dinner that they have that they're offering. So if you are having a bit, you know, especially if you can't afford or don't want to cook or any of these things above, you're looking for a ham dinner that's going to serve 8 to 10, they got you covered. It'll come with ham off the bone, mashed potatoes, beef gravy, homemade stuffing, some King Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, some cheesecake, all that, $84 going to take it.
Good deal.
And then there's a prime rib dinner that'll serve three. That is going to feature a 2-pound prime rib, four count of three cheese twice, baked potatoes, some Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, some cheesecake, all that, $80, and it serves three.
I think I could eat a 2-pound prime rib myself.
I think me too. Yeah, I've thought that every time I read that. Yes.
Definitely good. But in the spirit of a meal, you would eat all of the other stuff. I love prime ribs, so I would probably just make off with the meat and
I hear you.
Let everybody else eat the rest.
If you want to order, you can go ahead and call the West Grand Avenue location at 715-423-9750. That's 423-9750. Or the Break Your Drive location at 715-423-8350. That's 423-8350. Sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, that's awesome. I was just going to say another thing that they do really well there, if you're thinking about your Christmas baking, but it seems a little overwhelming, you know, they have cookie dough and cookies, like sugar cookies, and then just the frosting made. So you can, you know, you can still do that stuff with your kids, but you don't have to do all of the prep. You can literally just walk in by their deli there and pick that stuff up and take it home and work on decorating some cookies. Great stuff going on at Quality Foods.
Really good stuff. And we really appreciate them and appreciate them doing this with us. We gave a turkey away during Thanksgiving, and now we're giving a ham away around Christmas. Appreciate our friends over there.
Next?
We'll figure it out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, yes, maybe. Let's go ahead and play some trivia. Get ready to call 424-2600. If you have not already qualified to possibly win this ham from Quality Foods, go ahead and help us ham it up. Get ready to answer this trivia question Terry has for you.
Okay, here we go. What is the most popular side dish for ham?
Ooh.
What is the most popular side dish for ham?
Okay. 424-2600. Call up. If you got this one, give us an answer. And I would say with something like this, Terry, especially, we want you to get close. Hopefully get this one right.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty, and honestly, it's a pretty wide open answer. So, you know, tell us. What is the best side dish with ham?
Yeah, what is the best side dish? What is your favorite or what do you use?
It'll probably fall within here.
It probably will, yeah. So 424-2600 and call up and qualify to win this ham, everybody. Do you, I don't know if there's a hint we can give maybe, or I'm guessing this is more about people being busy right now and not,
so
much about people not being able to answer the question. I think it might be just a matter of people being a little bit busy right now.
Give us a call.
424-2600, call up and instantly qualify. Let's see if we got ourselves a qualifier here. Good morning. What's your answer?
How about yams?
Perfect.
Nicely
That's
done.
That's very good.
That is not a touch screen. Nicely done. Who do we have here?
It's Katie.
Katie. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. Katie, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
I thought so. Katie, thank you so much for that and playing along. Now, is that your favorite thing to have as a side dish with ham?
I enjoy yams very much.
It's good stuff, yeah. We appreciate that, Katie. Thank you so much. We are going to go ahead and talk to Katie a little bit here off air, get some information from you. But, Katie, thank you so much for playing along. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and playing along. We'll talk to Katie in just a second. I want to remind all of you, keep on listening. All week long, we're going to be grabbing qualifiers. And on December 19th, we're going to pull a winner, and somebody's going to win this free ham as WFHR and Quality Foods hamming it up around here. Thank you, Katie. We're going to go ahead and take this break. We'll come back, have some more fun here at Mornings on WFHR. And we're back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Want to send a big shout-out to Katie in Wisconsin Rapids, being our most recent qualifier for hamming it up with our friends at Quality Foods IGA.
Congratulations.
That was fun. That was a good one.
Yeah, talking about side dishes with ham. I don't know. I think, you know, any kind of, what, potatoes, green beans, I prefer scallop potatoes, actually.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's the
but
one
I don't know that that's
of.
Really a side dish. To me, that's kind of more main dishy.
I think my mom would call it.
Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. No, it is a lot of work. I've had to, even though I don't eat them, I've had to make scallop potatoes many times.
Yep. My but also, as you know, as Katie said, yams, or yeah. You could do sweet potatoes, or ham's pretty versatile.
It really is.
Here's the thing to learn about this. Mm-hmm. Anything with ham.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you come, there's not a lot of sweeter meats, and I think that's part of why it is so flexible. Yeah. With that. So we brought this up earlier. It's time to get into it. If you're going to a friend's New Year's Eve party, don't overstay your welcome. Unless it's a rager, then you might want to bounce around 1 a.m. Or if you just don't want to help clean afterwards, maybe you're that person. A poll asked people how long it's acceptable to stay after the ball drops. And 52% said no longer than 1 hour. But don't leave too early either. 45% also think it is rude to take off before midnight.
Ugh. I don't know. I think it depends. So, like, if you just have, let's say you just have another couple come over. You know, like, you just have friends come over, you go to a friend's house, then you kind of can't leave unless you preface it with, yes, we'll come over and celebrate, but, you know, when the ball drops New York time, then I'm out of here.
Yeah, right, yes.
Like,
yes.
I've said that before. But I mean, if it's a party where, let's say, there's, like, 30 people gathered, is it a big deal?
No.
Although, if you're hosting the party and you have this expectation that people will be there, I don't know. I think it's hard. But I completely agree with the within an hour after out.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with that. I don't think I've ever done that, to be honest. I usually, if I'm going somewhere, I'm staying, especially if it's a New Year's party and I'm drinking.
Yeah,
I'm
then
not
you're
going
staying.
Anywhere. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The average host will invite 19 guests, and a lot of us think we'll be hosting this year, but probably won't be. Close to a third of us expect to host, but that would mean lots of very small parties. I mean, it just can't work out that way. That's not how that works. Interesting, though. The best things you can bring to New Year's parties are booze, desserts, and other food and party favors. And, of course, yourself. I had to do that one. Over half of the people said it's the one day of the year you should never be alone. But 59% of us have spent New Year's Eve alone before. I think it's actually, I hadn't thought of that before, but it's probably the one holiday where I have spent with others the most. More than any other holiday. I've spent a lot of like Christmases and Thanksgivings alone because I've lived out of state a lot. And most of my family is here or in Illinois. And being out in California, those things. So I've spent a handful of holidays, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff alone. I've certainly spent a lot of Valentine's Days alone. It's been a lot of holidays alone when I think about it, but New Year's, not so much. New Year's always seem to be doing something, always seem to be around at least a couple of friends or something like that.
Yeah, probably true. I agree. Although I will not lie. The older I get, the more I just really don't want to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds lame. Or if I stay awake, I'd kind of want to do it from my chair.
Yeah.
In my own living room, you know?
Yeah.
But we do. We actually have a couple of friends that we usually get together with on New Year's, and we just alternate. They come to our house 1 year. We go to theirs the next. And, you know, too, it depends with what the kids are doing. You know, sometimes they need to be picked up or you know, whatever. If they're getting together with friends. I think that in our younger daughter's friend group, I think they're doing their Christmas that day because that's the first time that they can all, that group of girls can all get together. So I suspect I'll be hosting that.
Ah, yes, probably. 60% of us have made a friend or met a significant other at a New Year's party. That's a high number, 60%. Dang. That's a, seems like that's
it's that
the
whole
to be.
Yeah. Resolution, right? That whole turning over a new leaf thing?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Let's see. Over half of people said it's the one day of the year you should never be alone. Okay, yeah, that's a, we did that one. That's another one. Oh, here we go. 36% already have a New Year's resolution in mind. 36% of people already have one.
Not me.
Nope. I got plenty of things that I'd like to change or grow, I should say, and maybe adapt or whatever do. And if you have something that really means that much to you, I almost say don't turn it into a resolution. Like, do it when you feel like it. Don't label it. I really think that part of what catches people in those situations is that just labeling it.
Yeah.
Say you started on January 5th, you know, or something like that. You don't call it a New Year's resolution. I would love to see if there are some statistics about that, if it changes, how many people are actually able to go through on their resolution or not. And you know, one of the things was we kind of like scoff them off and everything, and I'm sure as we get closer to New Year's we'll talk more about this, but there are more and more people that I'm hearing where they have these resolutions, and then that's just I just want to do this silly fun thing. Like, they're health issues, they're issues for them, and they can it weighs on your head so much when you don't accomplish anything in life, let alone something like this that you put so much energy and so much stock into. If maybe just giving it a different name helps you, you know, increase your odds of success, I say do it.
Yeah, I've never been like a big resolution person or needing to do it, but this is kind of funny. So last year, we were together with our friends, and we were talking about that. Well, I'm sure it was me. I thought New Year's resolutions were dumb. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, people don't keep them, or if you've tried to do, you know, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that do, but it was just a general statement. And so then I said, how about this New Year's resolution? So we giggled. So we said that the two women, right, that we were going to get together every Monday night. We were going to meet for a cocktail. Well, we like to drink White Claw, but so we were like, we're going to get together for a beer or for one drink and just, you know, once a week, just to stay connected and stay in touch with each other. But we're going to do it on Monday because Mondays typically are kind of stinky days, and it would just be a nice, you know, touch base. We literally have done it every single Monday of this whole year, except for we've missed 7 of them. And that includes like if someone was on a family vacation or, you know what I mean? So we actually followed through.
That is awesome that you followed through. That is really cool. I didn't expect the story to go that route.
So, you know, it started out over having an ice cream drink, and we were like, you know, we should do this. And it's usually not an ice cream drink, but you know, last night, my friend came to my house, and I made us a Brandy Alexander, and we sat and chatted about the weekend and how our Monday went, and then next Monday I'll go to her house. Ugh. And it's really,
I really like that.
It's a really nice like hour of time. It's usually probably about an hour and a half, but it's just it's a nice check-in.
It seems like
it's pretty cool.
This is very cool. It seems like a nice way to.
So that was our New Year's our New Year's not resolution.
yeah, I like that. But I also just like what you did there. Like, you know, turning, especially say like you asked me, I don't have a resolution this year or anything like that. But there are, you know, I would love to get some more fun in my life. I would like to have a little more like.
And it's just a nice touch base, you know, like and it's not over the weekend where you have other family commitments and stuff. We just were like, we can do this. Let's do it on Mondays.
I want to rewind for a second, Terry, and just because with our birthday and anniversary club, there was one name that I did not see on the list, but I feel like it is noteworthy and should be mentioned. I did mention Christopher Plummer, the amazing actor, was born on this day, would have been celebrating a birthday. He just passed away last year. Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music. He was in Star Trek, you know, so many great movies. Christopher Plummer, an amazing actor. But I wanted to mention Alvin C. York, born in 1887. Passed away in 1964, sharpshooter and true war hero. He captured 132 soldiers by himself during the First World War. After he shot 17 men with his rifle and 8 more with his pistol, the remaining Germans were just too demoralized to fight and surrendered to this one man. Gary Cooper, of course, famously played him in Sergeant York, one of his better performances, I would say. Gary Cooper, one of the greats, and did a great job in that. That story is something that was kind of, I don't know if other military families are like this, but certainly passed down in my family and talked quite a bit about, and certainly a gentleman that should be noted from now to the end of time.
Absolutely. About. Like, yeah, I do remember that story too, and I remember watching that show with my dad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good movie. No, that movie, I haven't seen in ages, but I bet it still holds up. I mean, it's one of those, especially any performance of Gary Cooper's. So next hour, we're going to get into some fun stuff. We're going to talk about those 10 best TikTok life hacks. We'll get into that. I have a little bit of entertainment news I want to touch on as well. Some good stories of the day, of course. That ain't right stuff. And we are going to be joined by Taylor Schaefer. She is Alice in Dairyland, of course. Taylor's going to join us next hour to talk Wisconsin butter.
I love butter.
Butter is amazing. Butter is great. I get in trouble with my Jewish mother about butter because I like to put butter on bagels. And apparently, according to her, true Jews put cream cheese on their bagels.
Well, I don't know if it's anything to do with being Jewish, but no, I think that, yeah.
Butter is great.
Cream cheese. I'd butter put both. Actually, I'd put both.
Yeah?
I would.
I've never tried both. Ooh, like that's an interesting.
Because the butter
comment.
Would kind of soak in, yes. Right? And then, yeah, butter first, then cream cheese.
Maybe this is try the way it. I get into cream cheese. Maybe trying it that way. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it.
You're going to say maybe this is how I get in good with my mother.
Well, it's really the both. It's the same thing. I might as well have said that it's the same thing. It might as well be that. We'll figure that out and other ways for me to win points with my mother. And plenty of other stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it because we also have to get Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day in there. And we'll remind you one more time about some great stuff going on with our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and their campaign season. All that coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.